Blog Talk Radio.
Burning up, y'all, with Holy Spirit, God being that powerful divine influence over my life that is moving in such a beautiful way, I just can't help myself. Praise the Lord and welcome to Fire, the gospel experience that is dedicated to honoring the true and only living creator God. Now, right now is the time, beloveds, to let our minds, bodies, and souls be renewed and refreshed in our relationship with our great, wonderful, and magnificent God, our Father, and His precious, beautiful Son, our Prince of Peace, our wonderful Messiah, Redeemer, and Savior, Jesus the Christ. Right here on this Fire Gospel Experience, Jesus the Christ is unashamedly, unequivocally, and yes, unapologetically declared to be the Holy Redeemer, the only acceptable Lamb of God. He's the only chosen one with the keys of life, death, hell, the grave, and to our beautiful, beautiful eternal life. He is our only hope and light for this lost, dark, and dying world that you and I are living in. And we're living in this bad boy to the fullest. Amen. Goes right there. Blessings again to each one of you beautiful souls. I am your purpose and power-driven host, Ron E. Jefferson. And I'm here to bring you the most uplifting spiritual soul inspirations, as well as some of the most anointed gospel music that you have ever heard. I'm talking about that has ever been made and ever been played. Fire, the gospel experience, will light, you'll see, ignite, you'll see, and fan those flames. That's in your spirit, man, woman, boy, or girl, so that you can be that victorious believer. Hallelujah! Victorious believer in Jesus Christ. Because listen, God's not a respected person, y'all. No, he's just looking for a humble heart to worship and fellowship with him in spirit and in truth. We will be embracing for your spiritual consideration as well as your sanctified nutrition from the book of Malachi, chapter 3, verse 10, where we read our Almighty God speaking through the prophet Malachi about giving. Oh, no, there they go again. Them church folks always passing the plate. Come on now. God commands that the tenth, the tithe, of our income be brought to our place of worship and be presented to God. God then replied that he will provide beneficiary benefits connected to our giving by his better and his best giving. You can't be God-given. Whoa, no matter how hard you try. If we truly trust and believe God, we will obey. And if we don't trust God by giving, God says that we are thieves and robbers for taking what he demands. Why is it so difficult for some believers, churchgoers, to give and still want to receive? Lord have mercy. We're going to talk about room enough, because God is a giving God. I promise you. I'm not talking about what I heard about. I'm talking about what I know for myself. Amen. Listen, my special guest is here. Amazing woman of God. We have been looking forward to this broadcast for some time now. Y'all know how things come up, things happen, things change. But we finally worked it out, y'all. Woman of God. I'm talking about a psalmist, a woman of God that knows how to present the word in so many different beautiful and anointed ways. That's right. I said anointed. Talking about woman of God. Psalmist Marvit is here, and she's going to bless us, man, with testimony. She is going to bless us with music. Yeah, she's a gospel artist, man. She's doing it. Y'all hear what I'm trying to tell y'all? And she's going to tell about some spiritual principles that God has blessed her with to be able to be victorious in her own personal life as well as ministry. And then my good brother, I'm talking about the leader, man of God for the group My L and Company. Y'all know who I'm talking about, Richie E. Irving. This brother, he sends me inspiring messages every single day. All I got to do is my Facebook message, and there he is, anointing my day with words of prosperity, success, affirmations, and all kind of positive. I said, brother, you need to start sending me recorded messages so I can put you in my word of inspiration. And he has done that. So we're going to be blessed by man of God, Richie E. Irby from the gospel group, Mael and Company. So listen, what I want y'all to do right now is call a family member, a friend, a coworker, a neighbor, whoever Holy Spirit God is touching you to get in touch with them now and let them know Brother Ron E. Jefferson is indeed back on the radio to glorify our God and to encourage every listener that has ears to hear. Amen. Goes right there. Thank you, Holy Spirit God, for overseeing our lives. Thank you for moving through this broadcast, through my special guest, life and ministry, so that you get the praise, you get the honor, you get the glory. Thank you for lighting the fuse that's going to set this internet and radio airwaves on Holy Ghost sanctified fire, fire, fire. Hallelujah.
it will die.
Yes, Lord, we have to remember some things to keep our spirits uplifted. But then again, just like woman of God Charlotte Williams has just got through singing and ministering to us about, there are some things that we need to forget about. Just like the Apostle Paul told us, he said, you know, there are some things that I know that I need to let go of. I need to let my conscious mind be set free so that I won't feel like I am still a prisoner. He says in Philippians 3 and 13, I do not consider, brethren, that I have captured and made it my own yet, reading from the Amplified because it's so detailed. But one thing I do, it is my one aspiration, forgetting what lies behind and straining forward to what lies ahead, I press on. See, all that energy that the devil wants us to use, feeling like we are less than while we sitting around feeling sorry for ourselves over the things that we've done that God has already forgiven us about, we could be using that energy in a positive way to do like the Apostle Paul has not only encouraged us, but demonstrated. He says, I stretch myself. I press on toward the prize. That means we aspire to be more like our Lord Jesus. Amen. Thank you, woman of God, Charlotte Williams. Forget about the past. You just blessed me right there. My special guest is here, a woman of God that has some aspirations of excellence in Jesus all on her own. And she's going to be telling us about it. She's going to share with us her ministry. She's going to share with us her calling. I'm talking about a woman who wears many hats gracefully. She loves God and people from her heart. I'm just so excited about this woman of God coming all the way from the East Coast. My God, she is here now to bless us, and I'm so grateful and thankful that God finally moved some things out the way and allowed us this wonderful privilege to have this woman of God coming all the way from Jacksonville, Florida, y'all, to be here with us on this fire gospel experience. Without any further delay, I want to present to some and introduce to everyone else, woman of God, Psalmist Marvette is here on fire. Bless you, woman of God, Psalmist Marvette. You are finally here on this fire gospel experience, and I'm so happy and excited to have you. How you doing, woman of God?
I'm doing well. How you doing? I am honored to be a part of such an amazing movement. This is really awesome. I thank you for the invite.
Man, God is moving in miraculous ways, and I'm on a mad search to find each and every person that's on fire for the Lord so we can get together and make an impact for Jesus in this unbelieving world that we're living in. God created people like you and me for such a time as this, woman of God. Why don't you go ahead and introduce yourself to the listening audience and tell us a little bit about something like, what was the tipping point for you that convinced you in your mind, your heart, your soul that you wanted to be a disciple of our Lord Jesus the Christ? Tell us about it.
Well, first I want to say hello to everybody who's listening. Thank you for tuning in. And as you said, I am the psalmist with, I'm sorry, they call me Marvette the Artist, a.k.a. MTA. And what was the tipping point for me as to, a lot of us talk about how we grew up in church. Well, that's definitely my story. I grew up in the church. My grandmother was my first pastor, and then when she retired from being our pastor, they went from an uncle then to an auntie, and it just went on and on and on. And I got married young. And his father was our pastor. We got married at 19. Well, you would have thought that I would have had the amazing story of being married to a pastor's son. I come from a line of pastors, preachers, teachers, and prophets myself. He was a deacon in the church. I was ordained as a missionary all at 19. Well, even though I grew up in the church, I didn't have a relationship with God. That'd be the difference. A lot of us feel, you know, they feel like, well, because you grew up, then you automatically had a relationship. That's not true in my case. I knew of God. Mm. I knew what he could do.
Okay.
But I didn't have a relationship with him until one night. I am a survivor, and I tell this thing, I'm a survivor of domestic violence. And I told God, I said, enough is enough of what I am going through. And the only person that can get me out of this situation is you. I've heard my mother pray.
Wow.
I watched my grandmama pray. I watched my aunties and my uncles walk in the authority of God. So, but God, so I know that you are real, so I need you for myself. I was in a bedroom, in my bedroom. I wasn't in church. I wasn't at no revival. I was in the bedroom in my home crying out to God. And I said, as of this day, God, I give you my life. As of this day, I surrender my all. And from that day, when I tell y'all it's been a perfect walk, it has not. But I haven't lost my faith because I knew without a shadow of a doubt that God was going to carry me throughout every journey I went through, throughout whatever I faced, or all the things I faced through in my life. I knew that God was going to carry me because he told me that he would never leave me nor forsake me. And he never
did.
I may have walked away. But he never left me. He stood still and waited for me to come back to him with open arms. And so in that day when I said, God, I surrender my all, I gave it all to God. Uh-huh. And I thank God that I thank God for me surrendering my all, because it's in him that has kept me this far.
Amen. So let me see here. Let me back up a little bit. So you were surrounded by the people of God. They was all over your life. But yet and still, there was this persuasion that many, if not, I'm going to say all of us believers have had to go through a decision on who are we going to follow? Are we going to do like the man of God, John the Baptist, when he said, I must decrease so that he must increase? God allows us, woman of God, to take a little bit of our will so that we can see the difference on what it's like living without him. And then having the knowledge that you had, that I had growing up, that seed, that word that was in us was enough for us to have a heart, a hunger, and a thirst for God to be in our lives. Come on now. You know I just hit the nail on the head right there.
Come on. Yes, you did.
So, woman of God, tell us about your life right now. What does it mean to be a psalmist? Because many people will hear that word and they will not fully have the understanding of what a psalmist does in the body of Christ.
As it means a lot to me because God chose me to be in the forefront. What we are called to do, what we're chosen to do, we are in the front line. Meaning we are the people that are, we are supposed to be the ones. We're supposed to take this job because it's a job. It's serious to do because we have it in our hand. We have people's spirits in our hand. So we're supposed to be in exaltation. We're supposed to exalt God. We're supposed to welcome him in the building. If he's not already, he hasn't already met us there. If he's not already dwelling in wherever and whenever as wherever we are, then we are supposed to have the atmosphere open for him to join us, it means a lot to me because he chose me to be in the front. And so in the front, I'm able to bring his sons and daughters to be able to welcome him in so that we can worship him, so that we can honor him for all the things he's done and for who he is, not just for what he did, but for who he is in our life. We say that he's the Lord of Lords and King of Kings. We call him our miracle worker. We call him the way maker. We call him the great I am because that's who he is. So we are psalmists. We're supposed to open up the window. We are welcoming him in so he can have his way. And wherever we at, wherever we are supposed to open up the window so we can say, Father, you're welcome. We're welcome. Yes. We're come. We're asking all those that's in the building, all where in the streets to join us. To join us as we welcome our Father in so he can have his way.
All right. Now, let me just say one thing before you go any further. It does not take very much for me at all to get happy and start my little dance and get my praise on. I'll break out in Walmart. I ain't ashamed. I am fired up for God. So you can keep on if you want to. We just going to continue on with the broadcast. And if I get real quiet back here, I'm going to ring these bells just to let you know I'm still here, girl. Go on with your bad self. Woman of God, I'm glad you said that because those of us that have gotten enough confidence in God where we don't worry about what people think. I'm talking about in and out of church. If I get my praise on and somebody think I'm out of order, man, I'm looking at you like you, excuse me for saying this, you might be the one out of order. How you going to breathe God's air? How you going to take God's strength every day? You're blessed with your mind is right. You're closing your right mind. You're blessed with home, the majority of us. And if you're not, it's on the way. You're blessed with a refrigerator full of so much food you ain't made up your mind yet what you want to eat, and then come to church and not get your praise on. So a psalmist is one of the ones like a worship leader that demonstrates what we should be doing in church. It's okay. Forget about yourself. Forget about your worries. Go and throw your hands up. Get your praise on. Lose whatever you have that's in the front of your mind and let God occupy that space for a little while just to show God how much you appreciate him. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Woman of God, tell us now, what's in your spirit? What's in your spirit? I told you before we started broadcasting that if there are some things that's in your spirit that you've been holding on to, that you would like to just release and feel free, that you like, I don't know the place, I don't know the time, I don't know who I should say this around. If there's something like that that's in your spirit, in your mind right now, feel free to set it out right now, right here, and be a blessing to somebody.
You know what? It's been in my spirit for the last couple of days. And I've been trying to, not really, I've been trying. I've been sharing it as much as I can. So I will take this opportunity. Thank you for the opportunity to share it with everyone else. I want someone to understand. I want you to take a moment at your day, whatever it is that you're doing. If you can, take a moment at your day and look in the mirror. I want you to look in the mirror and I want you to smile. You made it. I know it looks crazy right now. The world is, everything is upside down. Things are not adding up. Your mouth ain't mathing. Your money's funny. Jobs acting crazy. Kids may be acting crazy. Your spouse may be acting crazy. You may be feeling lonely. You may be feeling defeated. But I want you to look at yourself in the mirror and smile because you made it. It's uncomfortable, but you made it. It don't feel good, but you made it. You may be battling in your mind, but you still made it. You're alive and you're standing. So thank God that you made it. The storms are going to come. You're going to go from the left and the right sometimes. But guess what? You think that you are not alone because he said that he'll never leave you nor forsake you. He said that he will take care and meet all of your needs. He said that he will be always there for you. He's everywhere. Just because your sister, your brother, whoever may be going through, guess what? He's there for them and he's there for you all at the same time. That's how powerful our God is. That's how awesome our God is. That's how mighty he is. He's not in a box where he can just help one person. He can help all of his children all at the same time. So never fear. I understand that you may feel alone, but I want to remind someone today that you are not by yourself. If you are dealing with depression today, I pray that it be released on you, off of you on today. If you have a suicidal battles on today, my prayer is that it be released off your mind on today, because our God, the God that we serve, is a mighty God, and he will not leave you in a battle by yourself. You may be in the fire right now, but it's okay. You're going to come out of the fire.
Yes,
you may be in a storm of rain right now, but I guarantee you the rain will leave my God, and he will keep you. He is a keeping God.
Yes,
even in the midst of storm, look in the mirror today, and I want you to smile and say, Lord, I thank you because I'm alive. I thank you because I made it. I made it to see another day. So I just really want to encourage you because I understand we all go through things in our life. We all face some things. And I'm going to be 100% transparent on some of the things that we go through, we cause on ourselves. We open the doors ourselves. But can I tell you something else? Forgive yourself. Forgive yourself for the things you've done. Forgive yourself. Forgive yourself for backstabbing. Forgive yourself for gossiping. Forgive yourself for the lies. Forgive yourself for manipulating people. Forgive yourself for talking bad about people. Forgive yourself. And as you forgive, you forgive others. Ask God to forgive you for the ask for forgiveness for what you've done. Forgive you and allow the love of God to come through you. Because once you walk in forgiveness, you can walk in true love. Once you walk in real forgiveness of yourself and others, you can truly walk in love. So no longer should you walk in shame. No longer walk in defeat. No longer walk in fear and doubt. Allow God to lead and guide you, and remember that you are not alone. I keep saying it because I want someone to grab hold to it. You are not alone. He is with you. I know you want your family by your side. I know you want your best friend from the childhood by your side. But it's okay that they had to walk away. It's okay that you feel separated because the Father, the great I am, the Most High God, the El Shaddai, he is right there with you. And so you're not by yourself. Just hold on to God. Hold on to God or change your hands. Because you are you gonna make it. You got this. God got you in the palm of his hand, so you're not by yourself. And that's all I wanted to say. Amen.
Well, you said a whole mouthful, and bless you, woman of God, because what you're really saying is keep your faith. Don't you dare give up. Fire.
You are listening to Fire, the gospel explosion where the praises are going up and the worries are going away. Playing for you the best and the newest gospel music on the planet and the most inspiring encouragement under God's heaven. Keep tuning in and bless your family, your friends, and your coworkers by telling them about Fire.
Yes, indeed. Fire, the gospel experience. We are your evangelistic gospel outreach. We are here to praise our God. He has come into our lives graciously, kindly, and we have humbly and gratefully accepted him as our God, as our creator. And we are here to encourage everyone listening to this broadcast, just like my special guest woman of God, Psalmist Maldette. She just blessed us with faith. And I want to stay right there, woman of God, because we're talking about faith. And while I was enjoying that beautiful, beautiful testimonial song, Mark 9 and 24 came to my spirit where the father of a child that had a demon possession, he said straightway, the father of the child cried out and said with tears, Lord, I believe, help thou mine unbelief. Now, this song you just got through singing, talking about faith, it just let me know, woman of God, that it starts with belief, but belief by itself matures or must mature in the faith. And what I mean by that, you have to take that belief and put it into action. You cannot say that you have faith when it has not been tested. You can believe something, but if it's not being tested, you are in a state of belief. But you cannot say, I have genuine faith. That means regardless of the situation, he said, God, I believe, but help my unbelief. That means I need to take my belief and move it to a higher level of application, which is faith. That means I know what I believe because I'm sure it's been tested. You have any words that you want to share with us regarding this song, regarding your understanding about faith, the faith that you live by, I'm sure, daily?
So first I want to say I want to give to the writers of this song, some amazing artists, Magic and Portia. They wrote this song, and they gave it to me for my birthday. And so when I began to listen to the lyrics, when I listened, I said they didn't even know that I was going through a storm of that. I needed to, I prayed and asked God to increase my faith during the season I was in when they gave me the song. And I was like, okay, God, I hear you. And so what I've learned is that it not only do I need to have faith, but I got to work. A lot of times that we talk about how we believe God and that we're, you know, that we have faith, but we don't do no work. So with your work, with your faith, you still got to have work. And with that, I'm in the expectation. Because I have faith, because I'm working, meaning now I'm expecting, I'm in expectation. So I'm expecting God to do exactly what he said he's going to do, because now I'm doing the work because I have faith that it's going to happen. So we got to work what we believe. We can't just talk about it.
Amen.
We got to put our feet to work. We got to put our hands to work. We got to open up our mouths. We got to truly expect. I'm expecting. We keep calling him a miracle worker, but do we really believe that he's a miracle worker? We're wondering why we don't see the signs and the wonders anymore. Why we don't see signs anymore. Why we're not seeing the miracles happening anymore. Why we're not watching people. I grew up seeing people come out, getting out of wheelchairs, and they was in a wheelchair for real. Now, I'm not talking about folks getting rolled in a wheelchair and they really need one. I'm talking about people who've been in a wheelchair for years, and I've actually seen them get up out the wheelchair and walk out of the church. I've seen it for myself. I've seen people getting healed from sickness. I've seen it for myself growing up. I'm told you I grew up in the church. So I've seen it. Now we're wondering why we don't see them, because no one is expecting it anymore. I don't believe we've allowed the world, we've allowed circumstances and issues taint our faith and taint what we believe. We allowed it to taint us, and so now we're not expecting. We're just talking about it. So I want to encourage somebody, don't just talk about it, but go to work. And while you're working, expect it's going to happen, because, God, I'm working. Well, how do y'all work, Margaret? I feel like, how do you work? Get in your word. Seek
there
after God. Seek after his faith. Don't just seek his hand, but be at his feet.
Mm-hmm.
Truly feed your spirit. Pull away from the table.
Open your mouth and tell somebody else about the goodness of God. I'm talking about go to work.
Yes.
Really step out there. You asking for things, but are you really expecting God to do it? I just had this teaching on Sunday. A lot of us are expecting these material things, houses and cars, but we're not going to the car lot. We're not calling the realtor. We're not online searching for anything. We're not doing the work. The house ain't gonna fall in your lap. The car not gonna fall in your lap. The healing ain't gonna fall in your lap. When I want a healing, guess what? You gotta work. I mean, you gotta exercise. Maybe you need to change to what you eat. We gotta do some work. I wanna be healed from a sickness. I gotta do some work. I can't just talk about it. Let me add my work to it, Father. Let me add my work. Cause that's what he's saying. Y'all ain't working. Y'all sitting still. Mm. And y'all expecting me to come change things in your life, but you ain't doing nothing. What you want me to change if you ain't working? So you want me to do all the work? I can, but I won't.
Amen. There's a saying that it's really about relationship, because there's a saying, God will do for us what we can't do, but God will not do for us what we can do. It's a relationship. This woman of God said that she has an expectation. You know what that expectation was based upon? That expectation was made up on her determined mind to fulfill God's will, God's way, through God's word, to the very best of her ability. That means now that I've done everything within my power, I've turned my will over to God. I've submitted myself to God. I make a willing sacrifice with no strings attached. So now I can trust God to do the very same thing for me. He said that if you just obey my word, if you just seek first my kingdom and its righteousness, all those other things that you asked for, and God promised to throw some things in just because he's a loving, kind, and gracious God, he gives us things we ain't even asked for. Because he wants to overwhelm us with his love and affection. That way, you know how you have a spouse, a mate, someone in relationship that just blesses you over and over again, and then here comes some no good trying to pull you to the side to get involved in some mess, and you be like, pump the brakes. Hold up. Wait a minute. I got something way more clever, smoother, and blessed me than any temporary thing you trying to get with me. So, no, I'm good. That's what God is doing. He overwhelms us with so much love and affection that we are lovers of God, because God continues to pour out his love for us. And then I like what you said, one of God. He promised he'll never leave us nor forsake us, because there will be those seasons. There will be those times. It's not going to be tiptoe through the tulips like it's we're on a pink cloud. We're living in a world of unbelief that will come against us. So be prepared, saints, because we will need the presence of God during those trying and testing times. Woman of God, you have another song. We're just going to have this Psalmist Mark at mini concert right here on this Fire Gospel Experience, talking about purpose. What is the key, and what is purpose really all about when it comes to a Christian soldier?
Purpose, the song was personal for me, because I realized that I was trying to find my purpose in people.
Okay, that's
good.
I was trying to live my life
through people and what people wanted, and through their eyes and what they wanted me to do. And so I sat down one day, and I'm a friend of mine sitting in the beat, and I just began to write. And I said, I had to find who I was in God. What is my purpose in my Father? What is it that he decided? He made a choice. When I tried to take my life, he made a choice that I still stayed. So there's a purpose. Mm. There was a reason why. There was a purpose. So God, what is my purpose? So what happens is with us, we lose through life. We lose our way. And we forget that we're on this journey. We're on this journey for God and God alone. We are supposed to... Our mission is to get the lost souls. It's to bring the lost to our Father. To introduce him to them how we was introduced. The love of God, with love and kindness, have I drawn these? So God's like, I need our mission to go out to get the people. So my purpose, when I realized that my purpose is not to make a man happy, my purpose wasn't solely to to make my children happy. It wasn't to follow behind the footsteps of my pastor, but it was about following the footsteps of the Most High God. So my purpose was to, whenever I get a moment, whenever I get a chance, to talk about the goodness of God, to tell them who I am and how I found myself in the Father, that I'm only a servant. My purpose is to serve His people. That's the purpose. I don't care how many titles I get. I don't care how many songs
it don't matter.
How many awards I receive. None of that matters. If I'm not doing, if I'm not serving, if I'm not loving His people, my sisters and brothers, if I see a sister or brother down, it's not my job to kick them down to the further, but it's my job to to pull them up.
Amen.
And how can I pull them up? It's showing love. Serving. What is it that you need that I can get you where you need to be in God to help you be the best version? I've been saying this for a while. I want to be the best version of me that God wants me to be. Because when I'm the best version that God wants me to be, I will be the best version. I will be the best mother. I will be the best daughter, the best friend. When I get married again, the best wife to my husband, because I'm the best version that God created, not the version that I do. So my purpose. I'm walking in my purpose of being in God, because that's what I'm. That's who I want to be. That's who I'm following. That's who I'm serving.
Amen.
That's what my purpose is all about. Knowing who my purpose is in God.
Amen. Go on and walk that purpose out, woman of God. That's what we talk about right here on Fire. You got the experience.
In God, gotta learn who you are.
I'm going to say this, woman of God, you're blessing me. You're blessing me right here. Now I see why all those interferences and we couldn't get our schedules together, because it was an appointed time for you to come and to share with us as you are right here, right now, being so profound, being so spiritually correct in everything that you shared with us so far. I am mindful of this. Let me just share with this, because there is a scripture that talks about a woman that had many sins, and our Lord Jesus was in the house with his disciples. And when the Lord saw this one particular woman, he had compassion on her and said unto her, weep not. And he came and touched the briar, and they that bare him, talking about his son, stood still. And the young man, and he said, arise. And he that was dead sat up and began to speak, and he delivered him to his mother. And that was on the way to the house where the Lord Jesus was a guest of honor, and there was a woman that decided that she would anoint the Lord's feet with this expensive alabaster box. And she cried tears of freedom and joy because she finally met the Savior, the one that she identified as the Messiah. And they said unto her, he said, listen, let me tell you something. You didn't wipe my feet when I got here. You haven't washed my feet. This woman is doing what she's doing because she's filled with joy, and she's anointing my body for my burial. And then the Lord made it real plain. He said, her sins that y'all know so much about, because y'all been talking about it, are many. But let me tell you something. Those of us that have had to be forgiven for much love God much. And those that feel like they don't have much to be forgiven for, they don't love God very much because they don't feel so indebted for the redemption, for the forgiveness of a heavy load of sins. So, woman of God, I do understand that there are people, we are at different levels of our faith walk. Some people may not feel the need to express joy or outward expression of praise to God, but I pray for them, and I pray for myself as well, because I'm not trying to put anybody that is exuberant in praise on a pedestal. But we have the joy of the Lord, and we have no shame in expressing that joy. So I understand, too, woman of God, that there are people out there that need to be around us, and hopefully they get close enough to us and they can feel our joy as we express it in the house of God. I'm just mindful that there is a blessing that comes from having sins forgiven, because you know your story better than I do, and so do I. Things have happened to us, and we are just grateful that we are not living in the past, like woman of God Charlotte Williams started this Fire Gospel Experience off. We forget those things. We remember them to be grateful, but we don't let them become weights that wear us down, woman of God. Amen.
Right. Amen.
Amen. Now, woman of God, before we let you go, you have one more song that is going to just bless us, and it talks about Take Me Back. Tell us about the significance of that song.
So Take Me Back comes from when I first started doing music professionally. We was recording it in a bedroom and in a two-bedroom apartment. We recorded this song. And we was going through the scriptures of the word. And we would just, you know, he would say a scripture, and I'm like, yeah, that's it. But the song is talking about going back to, really much, is me, take me back to my first love. Because along the way, I lost my way. I lost my why. I lost why I was on the mission, why I was doing this work for God. Why was I on this journey? I lost it because of my pain, because of circumstances, because of whatever I was dealing with. I lost my way. And I prayed. Now, I just wanted to go. I said, Lord, I want to go back to when the first, that moment in that bedroom, when it was just me and you, and I surrendered my all, and I fell in love with you for real. Not because somebody was there, I didn't do it for show, because it was just me and him.
That's when
I fell in love with you for real, I want to go back there. I want to do my first works all over again. So that's what Take Me Back is about.
Amen. Well, it's a beautiful song, and I'm praying that that spirit will always be on us so that we will never lose sight of God and not letting ourselves get too carried away. Amen.
Amen.
My God, God, if you just take me back, I promise you, I will never, never leave you again. I'll never give you pause or reason to question my honest, sincere service in your gospel message. Father God, we just thank you. Thank you for this woman of God. Woman of God, Summers Marvick, tell us if you have anything going on local in your area where you are in Jacksonville, Florida, that you'd like to make public and announce so that you can get some support locally where you are.
Actually, I don't have, I have to look at my schedule. Lord Jesus, I have so much going on. Anything in the city.
That's all right.
As of right now. I don't have anything in Jacksonville right now. I'll be doing a lot of traveling, though, going to Miami, Fort Lauderdale, Orlando. I got a lot of doors. You know, God is really opening doors. I do, I am releasing a book coming in October. Y'all follow me on all social media so that you can see the date, but it will be in October, and it's entitled From Victim to Victor. And with the book, there is a play as well. So I will be doing a play as well, and that will all be in Jacksonville. But, of course, that's not until October. So if you guys will follow me on my social media, Psalmist MTA on Facebook, you will see everything that God is doing in my life.
I think that's amazing, woman of God, and we are here to certainly support you in all of your endeavors and all of your efforts for God. We appreciate you, woman of God. Now, share with us your social media contacts. If there is a contact number that you would like people to reach out to you to come to enhance their spiritual event, revival, concert, or whatever, share that information, and then where all of this anointed music that you have been blessed to provide us with, where can it be downloaded?
Okay, well, you can, like I said, you can follow me on Facebook at Simon's MPA. You can also follow me on Instagram, MarvetteTheArtist22. I'm on TikTok, MarvetteTheArtist. All of my music is on all streaming outlets. You can find it on Apple Music. Of course, you can find it on YouTube. You can find it on Deezer. It's on Spotify, Pandora. You can find my music there. And definitely you can reach me. This is my number, and I will answer my phone. Trust me, I will answer my phone. 904-316-0761. If you need me to come do praise and worship, if you need me to just come sing a song, if you need me to come teach, if you want me to come pray, whatever it is that you need me to do, and I can serve, please reach out to me.
Amen. That's what we talk about. Woman of God, I look forward to you coming back to this Fire Gospel Experience platform. Whenever you feel so led, just get in touch with me. And if I have to move some folks around to get you back in here, I'll do it. You hear me?
Yes, sir.
Amen. We bless you in the beautiful name of our Savior, Jesus the Christ. We send you in power of Holy Spirit God, that the Word of God will nurture you and encourage you and refresh your mind, spirit, and your soul, that there will be strength running through your body, that the people that are connected to you will be recipients of the overflow that God is going to pour out over your life just for being gracious to you as you be faithful to God. That's my prayer, and I'm not going to take it back. Bless you, woman of God. I appreciate you for joining us on Fire the Gospel Experience. Thank you for joining us, woman of God.
God bless you.
Thomas Marvick, y'all. She was right here in the house, y'all. Yes, Lord Jesus. That's what I'm talking about. These anointed people of God, they come in and they take care of spiritual business. They ain't got time to be playing. Listen, if you want to be my special guest, it's real easy. All you have to do is get in touch with me. You can give me a call. I promise. I'll answer my phone. Sometimes I get a little busy, but I'll get to it. Just give me a minute. 704-130-0220 is the number to call. If I'm not right there right away, just leave me a message, and I promise you I will get back to you. But in the meantime, you can send me a message right there on Facebook, Ron E. Jefferson, and get in touch and say, good brother, I want to be a special guest on Fire the Gospel Experience, and I promise you we'll get you in here. We'll glorify God. We will let your ministry go further than it has gone before, just as being my special guest here. That's what my ministry is, and I'm here to help you achieve all of that. Amen. My gospel artists out there, if you got that MP3 music ready for airplay on this Fire Gospel Experience platform, send it to me. Ronald Jefferson 1 at AOL.com. And I promise you, whenever I play your music, even if you're not my special guest, it's all good. I will send you the archive just so that you can continue to let God move in your ministry. Amen. Goes right there. We are about to have word of inspiration from a phenomenal man of God. He is man of God. He is the front runner and leader of the gospel group Mael and Company. This young man is blessed with so much inspirational word. I had to just solicit his abilities and his gifts to come in and share on this Fire Gospel Experience platform. Talk about Richie E. Irby. This young man has really, really got a spirit for the people of God with word of inspiration. He'll be coming up, so don't y'all dare go nowhere. I got you. All I want y'all to do is to just keep your mind on the things of God and watch God move. Watch him move in a mighty way. You ain't seen nothing yet. All you got to do is just keep on believing. Keep on trusting. And watch God move in your favor. I'm not talking about what I heard somebody talk about. I'm not talking about what I heard somebody talking about, what they went through, this, that, the other thing. No, sir, no, ma'am. I'm telling you what God is doing, what God has done. And I certainly believe he will continue to bless me as long as I do like man of God David Cooley. Just keep him first. And then bow down to God, because listen, y'all, he is worthy.
Lord, we come before your throne, praying for the nation. Ooh, we know you're God and God alone. Hope of our salvation. We know you can do what you do, yeah, when you please to. We know you come through when we need, just when we need your suffering. We bow to you.
But a thing.
Yes, my God, we are so grateful for the opportunity to even just bow down to you because you are Almighty God. This is the segment of Fire, the Gospel Experience, where you anointed people of God that have that gift of oratory, that narrative spirit that's in you to be able to speak God's word in such a profound way that we feel it down deep in our soul. That is word of inspiration. I am happy, delighted, and blessed to have with us on recorded message, man of God, Richie E. Irby, as he shares with us inspiration on word up that I believe will honestly and sincerely bless your soul.
Good morning. I pray that you're rejuvenated and excited about the blessings that God has in store for you. As favor continues to cover you, I pray that the joy inside of you will illuminate from you and change every atmosphere you walk into today. Whatever type of day you want to have is determined by the perspective you have of it. Make sure not to allow anyone or anything to negatively affect your positive vibe. Have a blessed and prosperous day.
Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Amen, amen. Power don't have to take long. It can be short and sweet if you want to be my special guest. And you are a busy, busy soul like so many of us. What I want you to do is I want you to get that cell phone recorder and then record that inspired word of God, 3 to 5 minutes, and then send it to ronaldjefferson1@aol.com, and I'll put you in my Word Up library, just like I did for man of God, Richie E. Irby. I appreciate you, anointed people of God. Y'all keep doing what you're doing, because listen, God is watching over us, and he is filled with joy. The Bible declares that God will smile over his people because we blossom like a garden. Thank you, man of God, Richie E. Irby. Keep sending those recorded messages, you and everyone else. If I didn't call you by your name, then guess what? I'm talking to you. I'm looking forward to you sending me that word of inspiration to ronaldjefferson1@aol.com. This is Fire, 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 the Gospel Experience. And we're going to do like woman of God, Shonda English. We're going to keep going on. We're not going to stop. We're not going to quit. We're just going to keep moving forward in the precious name of Jesus Christ, our Saved. Lord, have mercy. We got to continue to move on in the beautiful name of the Lord.
What's going on, family? What's going on? This is Jerry Wislaw Worldwide, a.k.a. the Batman from Charm City, Maryland. And you're listening to Fire, the Gospel Experience with Ron E. Jefferson, right here on Positive Power, XXI Christian Media.
I'm gonna fly away, yeah. Oh,
fly away.
One of these old days,
fly away to glory.
Oh, I'm gonna
fly away
in the morning,
fly away to glory.
Fly away, and before you know it, in the twinkling of an eye, we will be changed, and we will meet the Lord in the air. I'm looking forward to that. Y'all know I had to go old school on you right here on this Fire Gospel Experience. We have all different genres of gospel music on this Fire Gospel Experience. Whatever you like in God, I promise you, sooner or later, we're going to come down your lane. We're going to come down your road. We're going to hit you right where you're going to feel it the most, and you are going to be blessed. Amen. Goes right there. Here is the legendary, iconic woman of God, Rosine Hayes, on this Fire Gospel Experience, letting you know no matter what's going on, I am committed to living and serving God for the rest of my life. Amen.
Now, I don't know about you, but I know about Rosine. Greetings, everyone. This is gospel recording artist Frozine Latte from Nashville, Tennessee, nominee for 2023 Music Love Awards Traditional Artist, August 18th and 19th in Little Rock, Arkansas, at the Four Points by Sheraton Hotel. The purpose of this platform is to award scholarships to high school graduates. Now, God has already promised through his word, and I, if I be lifted up from the earth, will draw all men unto me. Worship and praise will be lifted while the people of God recognize the ministry in the lives of his people. So make your plans and come out to support 2023 Music Love Awards in Little Rock, Arkansas, August 18th and 19th. Keep it tuned right here to Fire, the gospel experience where fire is moving, uplifting, unrestrained experience of biblical inspiration and gospel music. It's all about kingdom building.
Amen, amen. Thank you, iconic gospel artist, woman of God. We appreciate you so much, Frozine Hayes. Looking forward to fellowshipping with that young lady again. She's got such a spirit of praise and worship in her. Lord have mercy. I'll just be trying to let some of that good praise and worship rub off on me. Amen. Listen, we want you to be a part of the upcoming Music Love Awards 2023 version of the Music Love Awards. This is a ceremony of praise and worship to our God where we fellowship together, and those of us that have ministries in music, in speaking, in so many different areas in the body of Christ are being recognized for their commitment, their excellence in ministry service. That is August the 18th, Friday, and August the 19th, Saturday, at the Four Points by Sheraton in Little Rock, Arkansas. You can get in touch with more information. All you have to do is go to the website, musicloveawards.com, and you can get all the information you need to be there, because you are going to want to be a part of this awesome and amazing celebration. Want to give a shout out to the great founder and organizer, woman of God, First Lady Frances Riley, doing a phenomenal job. I had such a beautiful time, the first event that I've been to, and I'm looking forward to being a regular at the Music Love Awards 2023 Music Love Awards. We want to be there. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Also, shout out to, of course, man of God, Pastor Kevin Riley, for such a dynamic, biblical, spiritual duo of man and woman. I am just grateful to be in fellowship with beautiful people such as yourself. Speaking of man of God, Kevin Riley, here he is, giving praise to God. Let you know that he's been restored for worship. Amen. Goes right there.
Thank you.
are restored people to worship our God. Thank you, man of God, Pastor Kevin Riley, for taking us behind the veil on this fire gospel experience. We are embracing for your spiritual consideration as well as your consideration for your spiritual well-being, for your sanctified consumption from the book of Malachi, verses chapter 3 and verse 10, which tells us a little bit about ourselves, amen, and how we deal and how we take a look at our possessions. Reading from the New American Standard Bible says, bring the whole tithe into the storehouse so that there may be food in my house, and put me to the test now in this, says the Lord of armies, if I do not open for you the windows of heaven and pour out for you a blessing until it overflows, amen. King James Version said that you won't have room enough to receive it. And that's what we're going to be discussing, room enough. Now, it's been said that where a person's heart is where they will spend their time and money. And I certainly believe this saying to have solid validity to it. We'll adjust, sacrifice, and even penny pinch our way into those things that promise to bring us joy and fulfillment. Yet, when it comes to combining our finances and our faith, some, if not many of us, find ourselves in dilemmas, as if to say, does God really mean what he says? Which will be an excuse enough for some, again, if not many, to table the whole matter and bypass the issue as if it doesn't even exist. Bring the whole tithe into the storehouse. So let us take an honest, sanctified look at our responses to God's holy requirements to us. Is it a matter of bringing? Now listen, we are so fast forward in our thinking to get, receive, take out, and take in that the very idea of bringing is like Chinese arithmetic. Or maybe it's the idea of the tithe and then the whole tithe on top of that. What? Wait a minute, in my Bernie Mac voice. You mean, God, that you want 10 cents from every dollar? Every dollar? My God, my God. And here we are thinking that that same little 20 was sufficient enough. Doesn't God know that I have bills to pay? There it is, right there. We have accumulated so many expenses in our pursuit to fill the void of feeling good and better about ourselves, that we have over-obligated our finances due to our egotistical self-absorption, that we fail to see our own spiritual relevance to becoming financially faithful to God. And we say in a significantly self-righteous tone, surely God knows my heart. And yes, child of God, he, God, really does know our hearts. Malachi 3 and 10 says, so that there may be food in my house, and put me to the test now in this, says the Lord of armies. Now, even unbelieving family and those so-called friends like to chime in on our financial commitment to giving money to God, the church, making comments like, you keep giving all your money to that church and the pastor driving that big old car and living in that big old house. First of all, we have to be very careful how and who we choose to put our mouths on. Psalms 105, the 105th division of Psalms, verse 15 says, saying, touch not my anointed and do my prophets no harm. Listen, God's positioned people fall under his God headship and protection. God has decreed that his chosen vessels and instruments of people are his representatives. When people make conscious moves against God's people, they are in effect moving against the very God of God. And I promise you, that is not the place that you really, really want to be. We're talking about room enough right here on this Fire Gospel Experience from Malachi, the third chapter, talking about verse 10. And I'm here to let you know that God wants us to be givers, not because God is in need. God don't even need us to give. He wants to provide us with this great opportunity that we have to be able to be a participant in what God is doing. Amen. Goes right there. And like man of God, Anthony Ponder, and ministry's desire, that's how you get God's favor, by being obedient. Sanctification as well as your sanctified nutrition. Room Enough from Malachi 3:10. We're talking about how God is requiring of us to be givers to emulate him. The Bible tells us that we are made in his image. So why does it take so much for us to enact that image that we see God reflected on us? God is the ultimate giver. The Old Testament saints and the old elders in the church would tell us that
We just can't be God-given, no matter how hard we try. And we're going to keep on trying because God is a giver. Amen. Listen, God's position, people fall under his protection. That's why we have to be careful when we start talking about people receiving so much prosperity in God that we have to be mindful of the 105th division of Psalms, verse 15. It says, touch not my anointed and do my prophets no harm. Get your mouths off of God's people or else you're going to have God looking at you with some very disappointed and slanted eyes, and you don't want that. Luke 10:16 says, he who hears and heeds you, disciples, hears and heeds me. And he who slights and rejects you, slights and rejects me. And he who slights and rejects me, slights and rejects him who sent me. And that when God brings prosperity to those whom he has deemed worthy, it actually detracts from our own spirit. When we despise and become a hater on another person's success in God. And then 1 Timothy 5:18 says, for the scripture says, you shall not muzzle an ox in its treading out the grain. And again, listen, the laborer is worthy of his hire. So when we refuse to provide God's prescribed financial gifts and obligations, we reveal our love for money over God. Listen, Matthew 6:24 makes it real plain. No one can serve two masters, but either he will hate the one and love the other, or he will stand by and be devoted to the one and despise and be against the other. You cannot serve God and mammon, which is deceitful riches, money, possessions, or whatever is trusted in. It's not as though God needs the money, no. It takes money to pay the finances that our local churches incur. But listen, more importantly, it gives us the opportunity to be a part of the ongoing evangelistic outreach of the gospel to the world throughout the church. Amen. That's what it's really about. God is not looking for us to keep his ministry alive in the world based upon what we give, because if that was the case, boy, would the gospel even be reached around our neighborhood, waiting on us to be faithful givers. So listen, Psalms 50:10 says, for every beast of the field is mine, and the cattle upon 1,000 hills or upon the mountains where 1,000 are. And elsewhere in the scripture, God tells us that all the silver and gold belongs to him. Now, returning to our scripture verse, Malachi 3:12, it says, if I were hungry, I would not tell you. I'm sorry, this is Psalm 50:12. If I were hungry, I would not tell you, for the world and its fullness are mine. Verse 23 of Psalm 50 says, he who brings an offering of praise and thanksgiving honors and glorifies me. And he who orders his way aright, who prepares the way that I may show him, to him I will demonstrate the salvation of God. Malachi 3:10, the D part, finally says, if I do not open up for you the windows of heaven and pour out for you a blessing until it overflows. And the King James Version says, where you will not have room enough to receive it. Once that we settle our hearts to be submissive and obedient to the will, word, and ways of God, it's when we will reap a faithful servant's reward, which far, far, far outweighs any and all financial significance. Luke 6:38 says, give, and gifts will be given to you. Good measure, pressed down, shaken together and running over. They will pour into the pouch formed by the bosom of your robe and used as a bag, amplified version of the Bible. For with the measure you deal out, with the measure you use when you confer benefits on others, it will be measured back to you. Malachi 3:10 says, bring that all the tithes, the whole tenth of your income into the storehouse, that there may be food in my house. And prove me now by it, says the Lord of hosts, if I will not open the windows of heaven for you and pour you out a blessing
that is continual blessing, that there will shall not be room enough to receive it. So go ahead on and make up your mind to be a giver for God in every way possible. Your time, your talent, and yes, your finances. Amen, amen, and amen. I want to thank you all for being supporter of this Fire Gospel Experience on this, my 500th episode of Fire the Gospel Experience. Yes, sir, the Lord God has seen me through the last 5 years on this particular platform, 9 years in total of being a internet facilitator of the gospel of Jesus Christ on the internet. Amen, goes right there. But this Fire Gospel Experience into my 5 years now has finally reached episode number 500. Can y'all believe it? Lord Jesus, I want to thank y'all for your prayers. I want to thank y'all for support. It is such a blessing to know that God has blessed me to see episode number 500. Thank you. Oh, my God. Thank you. Thank you. I appreciate that. Thank you. Thank you so much. I just want to thank my special guest, woman of God, psalmist, gospel artist, psalmist, Marvite, and what a powerful testimony she gave us, and beautiful, beautiful anointed songs that she blessed us with. My God, she blessed my soul and filled me and made me whole all over again. Thank you, woman of God. Man of God, Richie E. Irby, what can I say? The leader, the conductor of the gospel group, Mael and Company, for such inspiring words that you just let flow from your belly, from the deep recesses of your soul, that God allows you to articulate it through the melodies of literal words in your mind. I thank you for sharing word of inspiration. I want to leave you all with one final word. Victory over victimization. Power over pitiful. Substance over superficial. And purpose over pretense. Let that settle down and sink down in your spirit. Amen goes right there. I just am so grateful for each and every one of you all. I give you praise. I give you honor. I give you glory, God, that these listeners of this Fire Gospel Experience will look to you as the source of all good things, of strength, of health, of healing, of every beneficial prosperity that is imaginable in all of its many different forms. I thank you for your grace, your mercy, your loving kindness. I thank you for forgiving us for our sins, because sometimes we stumble. Sometimes we disobey, Lord. And I thank you for giving us and washing us and forgiving our waywardness. Thank you, Lord God, for each and every soul. I thank you for my kingdom collaborators, for all my special guests, and for the listeners, that they will be one in Jesus, in you, as our Lord Jesus prayed in John 17, that we may be one together. I thank you, Holy Spirit God, for moving in us, that we can move and have our being and live in you as you live and move and have your being in us. Thank you, thank you, thank you. I leave you with Man of God, Ashford Sanford, singing about millions. And he ain't talking about dollars. No, not this time. He talking about a different kind of million. So until next time, y'all be blessed in the name of our Lord, our Savior, our Redeemer, our Messiah, Jesus the Christ. Amen. It goes right there. Hallelujah. Thank you.
If I can just make it up there, if I can walk through that city so bright and fair, oh, 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 there'll probably be a thousand things I want to tell the Lord. Oh, that day, you know, millions didn't make it.
I was one of the ones who did. Millions didn't make it. Oh, Jesus. I was one of the ones. Dealt with cancer. Some of you have dealt with diabetes, but look at you, you're still here. Say, I made it over. See, the doctor walked in my room. He said, do you want to live or you want to die? 10 years later, y'all, I'm still here. I made it over. Say, I made it over.